This is Radio Peace and Prosperity, coming to you from the distant states of America, in the 25-meter band at 11765 from 0400 to 0445 GMT, and in the 90-meter band at 15540 from 0730 to 0900 GMT. This is Radio Peace and Prosperity, coming to you from the distant states of America, in the 25-meter band at 11765 from 0400 to 0445 GMT, and in the 90-meter band at 15540 from 0730 to 0900 GMT.
You're tuned into the Global Voice, and this is At the Tone. I'm DJ Frederick. This is an hour of music for crate diggers and music aficionados, showcasing library music, ambient soundscapes, easy tempo jazz, and more. So spark up the lava lamp, come on an amazing musical journey. We will begin At the Tone. A very cool and amazing recording. That was Vision Magic Voyage Part 1 by the group A Magic Whistle. And before that, we started out with Mr. Vic Mars from his LP The Land and the Garden, which was released on Clay Pipe Music. We heard the tune Collecting Pebbles and Stones. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At The Tone on The Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info, exploring cinematic soundscapes, psychedelic pop, library music, and more.
This is Bird Note. Remember when you were a young Saturday morning bird watcher, learning the intricate lessons of predator-prey relationships and familiarizing yourself with the sounds of highly urban birds? Let's return today to the alarm call of a small, animated yellow bird native to Southern California, Twitiavis superciliosus. Popular for a wide, melodious vocal array, its delicate song is not easily forgotten.
I'm a tweet with two bird in a field of cage. Tweet is my name, but I don't know my age. I don't have to worry, and that is that. I'm safe in here from that old putty cat.
But this bright and noisy bird is particularly susceptible to predation, and so has developed a complex series of alarm calls. Listen as the bird reacts to the approach of its chief predator, the cat.
I thought I saw a putty cat. I did saw a putty cat.
Well, Southern succotash, a tasty little morsel.
The bird, now suspicious, increases the intensity of its call.
Oh, I'm scared!
The cat quickly makes its move.
Aha! Now I gotcha!
As the bird issues its most desperate alarm call. And yet, against all odds, Twitiavis eludes its predators to sing its song another day.
Singing in the bathtub, happy once again. Watching all my troubles go swinging down the drain.
Hello, this is Gianna Saccomano from Friuli. You're listening to The Global Voice, the radio for all.
We'll be right back.
Jader's cover of Donovan's First There Is a Mountain, here on At the Tone with DJ Frederick on the Global Voice.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. But why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? We can't go on together with suspicious minds.
Welcome back to At the Tone on The Global Voice. This is DJ Frederick playing music for Libraries and Lava Lamps, a mix of easy jazz, library production music, and a tinge of psychedelic pop from the 1960s through today.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my I am wise to leave them open for so long. As I have wandered through this world, and as each moment has unfurled, I've been waiting to awaken from these dreams. People go just where they I never noticed them until I got this feeling that it's later than it seems. Doctor, my eyes, tell me what you see. I hear their cries. Just say if it's too late for me.
Larry Revelle's Music from Out of Space, featuring Stuart Phillip and his orchestra, from 1955. And before that we heard classic tune by Jackson Browne, Doctor My Eyes, from the album Saturate Before Using. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At the Tone on the Global Voice.
Here's a program from our archives.
Kenny Kanau is a shaman and the son of a shaman. His village is in southwestern Brazil, in the state of Mato Grosso do Sul. Through an interpreter, we'll hear him speak about himself and a project he's developing to help his people. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
O serviço dele é conhecer.
The profession of a shaman or medicine man is to understand the spiritual life of man and the spiritual life of the forest. What a shaman has to do is to come to understand and have the knowledge of all of the herbal medicines and all of the poisonous plants. I use plants, bark, leaves, and roots in order to make natural medicines to cure people with. This is one part of the work of a shaman. The other part of his work, which I have to be able to fulfill, is to be able to pass on advice when asked and to lead an exemplary life.
A erva medicinal, o plantio é consensual um projeto,
I have been developing a project of opening up a small plantation upon which to grow herbal medicines that my people have been using for many generations. I began with a small one in my home for my family because, well, as you know, all good things start at home. From there, we spread it to other people. By expanding the availability of these herbal medicines, by bringing back this traditional lore, we have a new weapon with which to defend the culture of my people.
Our thanks to Kenny Kanau and to interpreter Catherine Howard.
This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Hello, welcome to the show.
That's the voice of news commentator Harry Shearer. And every Tuesday at 17 hours UTC on the Global Voice, he brings his unique slant on the news to your ears.
New and tighter Twitter procedures at The Onion. Imagine what those must be like. To ensure this kind of mistake does not occur again. I'm going to have to sit down. Oh, wait, I am sitting down.
The Show with Harry Shearer, every Tuesday at 17 hours UTC on the Global Voice. Check the website for times and repeats.
Inside the mind, I didn't take you on a journey to the core of the lies beyond.
Jazz guitarist Jack Wilkins, who his album Windows was recently released. It was originally released on Mainstream Records back in 1973, but that's a tune called Canzona. And before that, something relatively new from a cassette release by Weston Smith from Crystal Ball Volume 1, we heard a tune called Moving On. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At the Tone on the Global Voice. And I'm going to be moving on for this week. I'll be back next week with more tunes from the DJ Frederick Library of Sound. I want to say thank you for listening and wishing you many blessings.
That's music.
We'll be right back.